Podcast Ranger.
Hey, Raven. Mm-hmm. Remember when you said that, or I said I wasn't going to get the trailer cannon, and then you said I was going to?
Yes. I see it's in your hands right now, you fucking jackass.
My cucaracha.
I will never get the trailer cannon. Right.
Do you know what episode that was said on? Because I want Anthony to, like, go back and clip that in.
I have no clue. That honestly could have been anywhere during the entire airing of Drive after
Type
Formula.
Type Formula, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was before Extra Extra was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys did news segments first and then the episodes.
When the shows were super...
I remember I hated the trailer cannon when it first was shown up because I was like, a truck? That's a gun? That's stupid. And now this is actually one of my favorite toys, so... So much playability!
It's one of my favorite stupid toys. Anyways, welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger. We have an odd configuration tonight.
Emily, it's good to see you. Oh! Garb! What the fuck are you here?
You're not Emily. Just rips off face like a Scooby-Doo mask.
That's why she's Dreamcaster.
And what else is different about today?
Because Gar's...
Evan actually said something.
Because Gar's dream is to be a woman.
Yes, also joining us tonight is Cyancaster Arcadia.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yay! I have a fan.
Sorry, that's my...
Thank you.
You have several fans. The episodes you've been on have actually been pretty well received.
But we don't have any fans here. There's a fan in my room,
Wait,
but...
no, there's a fan joining us tonight. Coming in live over Skype, it's Navycaster Grunchman.
Heyo, back on the show again, finally, after
so
how long?
Blue in this room.
What is this, Cast Ranger 100 years later?
Oh, wait a minute, guys, here's a fan right here.
That's an air conditioner.
That
still
is,
counts.
There is a fan in it. That counts.
There it counts. If you can't tell, blue, pink, and yellow here are kind of sick.
A little bit.
I'm the most sick right now.
I win. I'm the most sick.
And the two not sick people are stuck in an airtight room with them.
There's the door open.
I spent my 2 days.
The window open.
Yes.
I spent my 2 days off watching like 6 Marvel movies. So
no, Lane. You know what we have to do?
Yeah.
Grump's theme. Go.
Hey, I'm Grump.
No, sick.
Hey, I'm sick.
I'm not so sick.
And
we're the
sick
game
Grumps.
Six. Fuck it. I tried to improv.
First story.
I tried to improv. It did not work.
Excuse me. And next week on My Friends Think They're Funny.
No, this is all staying.
Oh, this is not My Friends Think They're Funny.
That was.
I did the intro.
I was kind of like, wait, we're actually doing the news right now? Holy, like, no warning whatsoever.
Get started on that, because I got like 16
actually,
news
Actually, wait,
to go
I'll
through.
Cue the news, guys. Hang on.
Just the extra opening. Boom!
Wait a minute.
Oh, the show got extreme.
I did it.
I just realized that's where you guys got the ringtone from.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very good.
Anthony, please, in editing, put in a single clap for Gar.
A golf clap.
Yeah, a golf clap. A single golf clap.
I'm like, we don't need him to do that. We can do it ourselves. There we go. Okay, news. We're wasting too much time.
No, we're not. It's plenty of time.
First story. This is actually really interesting. So, Garage Hero Studios, the guys who have put together such films as Gun Calibur, Insector, and Ayakashi Samurai, have actually put out episode 1 of their Indie Tokusatsu Film School series. I haven't watched it myself yet, but it's definitely on my list. It looks very interesting.
God, where was this when we were making Call Rider EXE?
No one knows what that is.
I know.
Basically, the first episode...
There's fucking 12 episodes worth of script for that.
Well...
I remember talking about that at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know, right?
But yeah, anyone who is interested in seeing these lessons that are now going up, you can subscribe to them YouTube, Garage Pro TV. And while you're there, make sure you check out Gun Calibur, because it's pretty great.
Very violent.
And bloody.
Next. Speaking of next, Kamen Rider, the first and the next Blu-rays announced.
Yeah, I like these movies. Firstly, the second more than the first.
For those who don't know, the first and the next are basically Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, the movie-style reinterpretations of the Ichigo and V3 series, respectively.
Well, more so Ichigo and Nigo and V3 in a Heisei setting.
Yeah. They're being both films are being released in a single package, a 3-disc Blu-ray set containing both films and a bonus disc, with audio commentary, trailers, and God forbid we wouldn't have it without a special booklet.
Of course.
Japan loves those booklets.
We love our booklets.
So does Show Factory.
The cost at retail will be 12,500 yen and is set for an August 3rd release.
But we're still not getting Kamen Rider G on Blu-ray?
I know, right?
That should be on the Blu-ray set.
G was just a game show thing.
Yeah, but they could easily put it on this set.
But, no, you know what they should do? Just, like, do, like, a combo pack of, like, G, After Five, and fucking Akiba Ranger.
I figured out what the thing on my dresser is.
What's that about your dresser?
I have a bust of Kamen Rider Ichigo from the first movie
on
my dresser
in my room.
Okay.
And she keeps looking at it every time she's over, like, what? Is that?
And that's when you show her the movie.
And that. Right there.
Don't show her those movies. Next is very disturbing.
No. You watch Conrad the first, skip the next because it was bullshit.
I enjoyed them.
I didn't like next.
Next was fun just to watch Hanzo fuck over some people.
If you want to see fucking Nigo Ryder chop a dude's fucking arm off, then this is the movie for you.
Let's just say it's the next best thing to actually watching the show.
Hashtag Ichipun.
I'm sorry.
Nailed it.
We'll be here all week.
Sorry, not sorry.
Nope.
Next.
The Kamen Rider Chaser Blu-ray and DVD had debuted at number 3 and number 6, respectively, during their first week on sale.
The Chaser film is at number 3. The Kamen Rider, 1971 Blu-ray box set that also came out around the same time is at number 6.
Yeah.
And yeah, me, Blue, and Greencaster watched the Raw together, and it did not disappoint.
It's got a beautiful balance of drama and, like, stupid craziness that still makes sense within the context of the show. So,
yeah.
It's a great film, and I'm looking forward to rewatching it with subtitles.
And talking about it. I feel like we should have an entire episode of Cast Ranger just for this movie.
No.
That'd be great.
Either way, it is going to be a long one.
Oh, yeah.
Will it be dedicated in the memory of Chase?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Oh, my God! We should review this on the on the week of the episode that Chase died.
Guys.
Let's watch the Drive Ghost movie first before this.
We have a lot of specials and movies to catch up on.
Has it actually come out yet?
No, it's coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, moving on. This is interesting. Some upcoming news for Kamen Rider Ghost. First off, the famous suit actor Seiji Takaiwa is actually going to have an acting role in Kamen Rider Ghost. He's going to play the role of Gyro, a new Ganma executive working under Adele.
Yeah, Raven, weren't you saying there was a joke or something involving that? Javert, Igor,
God, it's still following it!
Oh yeah, who's this?
Jigoku, or something like that?
Yeah, oh, spell yeah. All of the first
Oh yeah, J-I-G.
We're still following that pattern, damn it.
Oh shit.
What are they trying to spell out?
Jigoku, hell.
Oh.
In the same article, we also get a nice shot of Alan's new clothes that he's going to wear next week.
Oh, God.
Oh, you mean he's finally ditching the uniform he's been running around in?
Well,
which I like.
Starting to wear in Tanner.
What if the Ganma world is just hell?
I think that's the point.
Jesus!
Let's see, red sky, that doesn't sound hellish at all.
Yeah.
Lots of dead people.
So this is to pretty much signify that Alan's officially a good guy. Apparently he gets the clothes from Fumi, but I guess we'll talk about that episode next week.
From the grandma check.
Have you questioning that before? I've only seen, the one or two episodes, and I thought he was always a good guy.
Well, he started as a villain.
Yeah.
Guys, he is now a good guy. I'm calling it now. 15 episodes from now, he's gonna die.
Oh, God.
I would not doubt it.
He had his face turned.
Yeah, he's a ghost. Oh, he's in a human body now, so he can
die.
Dead,
then he got fucked over, now he's in a human body.
Now he's gonna die again.
And he was dead, then he got killed, and then he was alive again, and it's fucking confusing, this show.
And the one interesting thing in this scan that we're looking at now is there's a shot of a new parka ghost, apparently. Like manifested in a, like a body. But,
and you never sent me the news article, so I have no idea what you're looking at.
Oh, no, I did not. I apologize. Let me do that now.
At least the first couple of... excuse me.
Everybody's getting sick.
No, I just had some junk in my throat. Now, the first couple of stories, at least, I didn't need to...
Junk in your trunk? What? Moving on.
Sick caster.
So, yeah, we don't know who this new ghost is, but he looks interesting.
I think it's Musashi, just in a different outfit.
I know.
Maybe.
But why would he change his outfit?
Why not?
It's Halloween.
No. This is next month.
It's May, Gar.
Festival.
Yeah, that is a...
Maybe, I don't know.
Interesting looking thing, whatever that is.
And we also apparently will next month get to find out Sage's connection to Ryu Hongan or Sayanji and
this other fucker. You said that because I said it before.
Because this guy looks like Honganji too.
Wait a minute. Is that the guy who died in like
That's
Sayanji, yeah.
That's the guy who tried to make the wish and he didn't have a belt, so the wish said fuck you.
Gonna come back as the final villain?
It's funny because I was watching it, I was watching the new episodes today. I'm just thinking to myself, man, I wonder what happened to that guy.
He's become one with the Gonmizers.
Oh, that's
possible. I was thinking that.
We'll save that for the episode.
We'll find out, but
on the next episode.
Fuck, we've been doing this so long that we have like a psychic connection with each other now. Jesus Christ.
Right. Bound to happen eventually.
New forms.
So, there was an article in a magazine showing off that apparently they're going to start swapping icons around a lot more because Necrom will be using Newton, Beethoven, and Himiko Tamashi's.
It's funny because those are three of my favorite ones. If he uses Goemon, goddammit.
I'm now looking at that three horn image.
No. These are clipped from a bigger scan, but I'm glad you brought those up because... That shows that Spectre will go Beethoven and Benkei as well.
Oh, man.
So they're finally doing icon swapping it's like they should have done ages ago.
Yeah, it's time for some musical icons.
No, man.
Ha, because Beethoven.
No, it's funny because...
I'm trying to figure out what the pink one reminds me of. The blue one, I think, is like... It looks like a Kamen Rider hoodie.
He gains access to the pink one's ghost icons as he transforms into Necrom, Newton, Beethoven, and Himiko... In the Gonmarizing arcade game.
Wait, what? I didn't read that part.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
Then why does it look like the actual suits and not the fucking video game?
CG's gotten really good. I don't know.
Promotional art.
Yeah, promotional art. There you go.
Damn it! Woo! I thought it was weird because if he could do that, why would they program the toy to not recognize the other icons?
Exactly.
False hope.
Also, in this next shot...
We also
fucking called it.
We also got in the same article a shot of Deep Spectre in rage mode, where his little flame shoulders become giant fucking fire wings.
No, butterfly wings.
He's a butterfly.
He's a butterfly.
It looks stupid.
He's a butterfly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who thought that. Thank you.
Oh no, I hate Deep Spectre too, Danny.
I love Deep Spectre.
More so for its color scheme.
His pants are a star wipe.
He's got a blue mustache thingy, and it's fucking weird.
Guys. And he's Kamen Rider Kubia. That's from the Dot fans.
Lane, he's hit the mustache since regular Spectre.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least it was, like, black and not just this weird blue.
Yeah, but guys...
Those pants belong to Stardust.
What'd you say, Gar?
He's a butterfly.
Damn it.
He is
I was right.
Yeah, because when he was in the capsule, he was in a cocoon.
Fuck!
Like I said, I explained all this before.
Tommy, stop ruining my favorite character! Well, favorite rider. Alan's my favorite character. Spectre's my favorite rider.
Alan.
This form honestly wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the stupid horns. They're way overdone.
Halfway between a deer and goddamn Kubia from Dot Hack.
Am I the only one here that likes Deep Spectre?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay with it.
You like it so much.
I would probably. I wouldn't classify it as like, but I certainly don't dislike the form.
Do you know what's really?
I haven't seen it. I don't have any options.
You know what's really stupid?
It's in the episodes we just
watched. Yeah, that's the form he used in the episode that we watched.
That thing that literally saved the day in that last episode we watched earlier.
I was about to say, I would like the form a little more if his weapon wasn't a fucking carbon copy of the sunglass
laser. Pretty silly. I'm going to mention this quickly, though. I watched reviews of the Deep Slasher. It's actually cooler than the Sunglass Slasher.
Which is not hard, because it is not cool.
Yeah, but the only problem is that you're only getting the sword and not any icons.
What's funny is the GC figure doesn't even come with the Deep Slasher.
What?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yep. I just use the Sunglass Slasher, it's fine.
It's not the same.
Well, they don't color the GC weapons anyway, so it makes sense.
Yay, yeah. Butterfly Rider, cool.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Butterflyder.
He's not Heimlich.
Episode
that
name.
Is the name of this episode.
Butterflyder.
Butterflyder.
Heimlich, you're flying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can we just Photoshop Heimlich's face on a fucking Deep Specter? I'm a beautiful Kamen Rider.
Oh, jeez.
Moving on.
Moving on.
What's next?
We got the reveal for Shakespeare Dimashi.
Bam! That looks bitchin'.
Its eyes are Romeo and Juliet about to kiss. That's genius.
Yeah, and then there's like a... They form like a star underneath, which looks pretty dope.
No, that's their hands. But it is a star, yeah. Oh, that's real nice. And I love it. His shoulders are the fucking veranda or whatever that she stands on. It's genius.
That's great.
I like it. I don't like that it's the same color as Goemon, though.
I don't like that they chose to go... way out there with probably the worst play he ever wrote.
I know, sure. Like, they could have
done... It's the most well-known, you have to agree.
Personally, I like...
Fucking Victorian Twilight.
Personally, my favorite's...
You're not wrong. Yep. I mean, you're not wrong.
Hey, Julius Caesar, man.
No, my favorite was Othello. Romeo and Juliet with racism.
No, Macbeth, man. Macbeth is the best.
Yeah,
we will all have differing opinions, because I enjoyed King Lear the most, mostly because my drama...
was good.
My English class actually acted that out.
And my class did Macbeth.
No, I'm actually shocked. That
Everyone likes a different thing.
It's funny how we all like...
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, we have we have opinions on Shakespeare.
You mean that modernization of Romeo and Juliet where they still spoke in Shakespearean?
Which was fucking jarring.
It was weird.
Anyways. So they revealed the Shakespeare icon is a promotional item that you can get by buying Kamen Rider t-shirts in Japan.
Okay, I will like that it's this cool kind of like transparent yellow color. That's pretty cool.
I'm just looking at these t-shirts and I like this red one that has like little RPG Maker style face portraits of all the Dimashis.
There's just one that's just Grateful Damashi on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grateful Damashi.
Yes.
You're mixing that up with Rika Mabushi.
No, but I made that joke a long time ago.
Yeah. So it's the shirt company that this is partnering up with is UniQLO. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce that. Uniqlo. Uniqlo and Bandai are partnering in a line of ghost t-shirts, and if you purchase one of them, you receive the Shakespeare ghost icon. And the line of ghost shirts goes on sale as of May 27th, and pre-orders are now open.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. These are... clothing for Japan's expensive.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the Ghost Ore hoodie and the shirt, and it would cost me $250.
Find somebody who made a ripoff online.
Yep. Or cosplay.
Just find a good enough copy of the shirt artwork and then go to a shirt designer website.
Well, that too.
Yeah, I also like that the Shakespeare Dimashi has like the hat.
Yeah.
That's cool with the little feather on
it. Yo, I'm actually shocked that Ghost is getting all these forms. What about Spectre?
I'm not. He's the main writer. Spectre, of course they're going to give him the most.
Spectre gets Forze Dimashi. That's all. That's enough for him.
Forze right. And double.
Moving on. More Ganma Rising exclusive Ghost forms. Columbus and Nightingale.
Nightingale's weird.
Columbus is badass.
Oh, Columbus is those fucking steering wheel shoulders.
They've got fucking an anchor mixed in with his horn, so even in the like Parka Ghost form, it's like attached to the horn.
Guys, it's Gokai Navy.
Oh my god.
It is. That is so me. That's so for me.
Or Crunchcaster.
I was going to say, if that thing was a darker shade, like actual navy shade, I would try and track that one down, because that looks pretty cool.
I'm Nova Scotia, and that's all I approve of the Kamen Rider Navy.
Photoshop is the thing.
Now, what about Nightingale?
What about Nightingale?
The face is supposed to be one of those,
like isn't
the scope thingies that they...
The stethoscope.
Thank you.
It's a stethoscope.
Florence Nightingale, you jackass.
Yeah. I'll admit, I don't know.
The inventor of nurses!
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's even, like, the stethoscope and heart design and play on the chest piece.
All I know is my buddy Reggie made his own custom Nightingale icon, so...
Am I blind? Did I just realize the shoulder on the first one that it's,
steering wheels.
Yeah, Lane
commented on that already. Lane mentioned.
Oh, damn it.
And the face is a compass.
I just realized, they're both ghosts. They're both Takaru forms.
Yeah.
I was really hoping Spectre to get one.
No, like I said, Spectre gets Forze, that's enough.
Spectre is getting
I would like him to, but he does not. We also have another scan that shows what the icons look like.
There's Kamehameha and Galileo.
And then there's Goemon. Or, not Goemon.
Kamehameha.
Yeah.
King Kamehameha.
So apparently, as for obtaining these, the Columbus Ghost icon is part of the 13th Gashapon set, while Nightingale is part of the SG Ghost icon SP2 set. Their icons will be available in June.
Do you know what these probably are? They were probably, like, part of, like, concept for, like, heroic icons they could have used in the show, and these were just scrapped, then they decide, you know what, put the sounds in the driver, make icons for them later.
So these ones just didn't make the shortlist for the 15 heroes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, did you guys hear about what they were doing for the summer movie? They're letting fans decide, like, the exclusive movie for.
Oh, that. Yeah, they made, like, a huge list of all these different, like, heroes, and you can they're letting them design the top sticker art.
Sadly, Jesus was not a part of it.
No, of course not!
I would love to have Jesus.
I know you would, Gar.
No, you know who we need? Buddha form.
Oh, my God. That would
be Buddha Damashii, that'd be fucking awesome.
No, I got it.
Buddha's called the happy god.
Yeah.
I got it. Hitler Damashii.
Nope.
No. See, what you do is you take the Buddha and the Hitler Damashii, and it's a you can switch them upside down because you know that's what the swastika is.
Or here's the shit they could actually do: the Hitler Ganma.
Yeah.
Why haven't they done that yet? And he could have. Like,
God knows, Hitler already has plenty of influence in Ryder.
Starfish Hitler.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on.
This is interesting. Guesting on episode 12 of Zoojer is Masami Horiuchi, who played Freezeroid Nude in Drive.
Oh my god, it's Mikage!
Yeah.
I barely recognized him, but you're right. Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. Does anybody else notice that?
What?
Look in the corner.
There's some guy sneaking, poking around the corner.
Like, I'm in the shot.
Can I be in the picture?
Yeah. Can I be in the movie? Also mentioned in this article, a Super Sentai alumni, Arisa Komiya, who played Yellow Buster, will be cameoing in Kamen-Rider Ghost episode 29,
which will be
airing the same week.
Episode down below, or picture down below?
Not in this article.
Yeah, and apparently Houdini decides to possess her, so...
Oh, right, I remember reading about that.
And also, I saw also that Onari is going to be like some kind of punk or something. Like,
yeah.
Same with like a guitar and a leather jacket and sunglasses.
Anyways,
and I was like, what the fuck?
We'll see what happens there. Moving on. I really wish Cell was here for this, because I know he'd love to talk about this.
Yay, Broomstick Staff!
Rita Repulsa, more information for the upcoming Lionsgate Rangers film. We saw a shot of her last week that we talked about, and now we saw a shot of her staff, and it's a fucking, like...
Looks like it was made out of a broomstick.
It looks like it was made of a broomstick that was almost picked clean.
Ooh, can I go first?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't like her design.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
I don't know where to begin.
I love it.
It's just, I wish it wasn't green.
We're gonna wait and see if that has any correlation to the Green Ranger.
I already said last week, I like her suit design because that shows that she's gonna be a fighter, which is good.
But like again, I like the design, just I don't like the color.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it.
So apparently, these images were taken April 20th.
I'm not feeling her in that. I can't really.
Who knows? Maybe she'll actually be a threatening villain, unlike the actual character.
Here's the thing.
Thank you.
If you don't like this outfit, then hold on to the next story.
Oh God.
These photos were taken April 25th on the set, which is in Richmond, Canada.
It's in Vancouver.
Yeah. No, Richmond, BC. We get it.
Yeah. And there's a couple more shots. This one, I like this third one here. It's just like, hey, you want to come over for some crackers?
Actually, did you guys see the picture that he said? Yeah,
badass.
I like this.
Yeah, there you go, Dan.
It's got ass plates.
I sent you guys
butt
a picture.
Armor.
It was like, Rio Repulsa, Rio Revolta. It's the Green Goblin costume.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi's movie.
Yep.
All right. And if you don't like that outfit, then take a look at this one.
Whoa.
I don't like that one.
I think it looks worse.
I like this one better.
And then,
I like the top, the makeup job is horrible.
The funny thing is, like, the second shot in this other article that we're looking at, I forget who, but someone just assumed that it looked...
It's Kimberly.
Yeah, and they the angle of the shot makes it look like the two of them are kissing, according to...
I was going to say that, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, if that's what's happening, I don't believe that's what's happening.
You know what she's doing?
I doubt it.
Whispering evil things.
No, she's whispering what the doctor's name is.
Elydra.
No, I know what she's whispering. I killed Mufasa.
I killed Zordon. No!
All the jokes.
Yeah, and then there's just some more shots of the cast. And then her and her... I love this. Her in her first costume, and there's such well-timed shots because all of them look like she's falling over.
She probably is.
And traditional Tokusatsu, like there's some random wire rocks
going on. Yeah, there's there. Wire... I can definitely
there's
see
there's some wire work going on, and there's some interestingly timed shots of her.
Yeah.
If she just starts flying around, I'm calling quits.
They just look like frames from a Mortal Kombat game.
She looks ripped out of a Mortal Kombat game, let's be honest here.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said last week, she looks like halfway between Jade and fucking Poison Ivy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Alright, moving on.
Wait, is there a love child?
Sure, why not? Something not so great about the Power Rangers movie. Apparently, there has been some talk that Bulk and Skull might not actually be in the film.
Womp womp.
Oh, sad face.
Supposedly, sources are saying that in place of them, there will be, quote-unquote, two mean girls that the Rangers encounter.
Yep.
I am not happy.
Okay, but Ichi, you have to understand the reason why.
I know, it's because their
generation
90s antics probably wouldn't work in a serious reboot of Power Rangers. But that is bullshit! And Bulk and Skull! They had more fucking character development in the whole show than any of the Rangers did!
You could say that's Bulk shit.
That's a stretch.
Like Linkara said, they are the true heroes of Power Rangers.
Your amazing pun has quelled my rage.
But then again, if they suck, we can at least still enjoy Jason Arvey and Paul
Schreier. I always say, if anyone should be Bulk and Skull in this movie, it should be Jonah Hill and Michael Cera.
Oh my god, you mean super bad.
Yes. No, we talked about this. Key and Peele.
That's the role at this point.
Go see Keanu in theaters now.
That hasn't stopped anyone.
Fair.
Jonah Hill and Michael Cera.
Yes.
I that
god, no, please.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Fuck it. Like, people who aren't really that popular... Like the Rangers, they don't really have a whole like a big casting role.
Anyways,
you know, bringing Spike's actor.
Everybody knows.
Excuse me. Moving on.
That joke almost killed you.
Yep.
Moving on to a bit of Dino Charge news.
Oh,
we got confirmation that our old buddy from Kyoryuger Torin is actually going to be in Dino Charge.
Xenowing
is the dub character's name. Apparently, he's Keeper's former apprentice.
Cool.
He's probably... if they make him into a mentor character, he'd probably be a better one than Keeper.
No. He's supposedly Keeper's former apprentice, so... Which means I get to watch Torin play second fiddle to fucking Brown Yoda.
That's right!
Keeper's such a shitty mentor.
Yeah.
I don't like Dino Charge, in case you can't tell.
Whoa, Crunch! Yeah,
it's got its ups and downs. Gar, go ahead with your explanation.
Yeah, I was just explaining what the rest of the article said. He went to Earth, the asteroid. Okay, that was bad. And at the time...
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. He and his dinosaurs went extinct. Okay, so he arrived after Sludge asteroid collection wiped out all the dinosaurs. At the end of each battle, he leaves behind Zord. This is so
weird.
Wow, he leaves behind Zord.
Shit.
In order to protect the energems that didn't find... Ow.
Anyways, stuff happens. Torin is Xenowing.
That hurt the head.
Moving on to some toy news.
For them.
Gigantic series Z-Ranger Daisugen official images revealed.
Oh, yeah.
Premium Bandai Shop has opened pre-orders for a gigantic series, basically the Power Rangers Megazord.
So, pretty much the equivalent to Hot Toys.
Now... Let's go ahead and look at the image showing the scale of this monstrosity.
This is what a Megazord
huge.
Toy is, people! This is how you make a Megazord toy.
It's very big.
And of course I went with Daisugen because Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Of course.
Let's scroll down quickly. Does it say how big this thing is?
The figure, with limited articulation, stands 40 centimeters tall, comes with the mammoth shield and dinosaur sword godhorn accessories, which you can equip. This premium Bandai Web exclusive costs 24,800 yen.
That's fine. Wow.
And is set for a July release.
$250.
Before shipping and markup.
You know what this is? This is so that for all the people who have the 23-inch Voltron figure can have this displayed right next to it.
It's fucking Daisuzen versus Voltron. It looks fucking do it.
It looks really nice.
Does look nice.
Why was that never a crossover?
I always thought Voltron and Mazinger should have crossed over.
Everyone crossed over and then combined.
Wait, did they?
I was about to say something that's like almost every Super Robot Wars game ever.
Oh, right. Oh, cool. Right. I forgot about those.
Just what are two robots that show up in every one of those games?
That, you know, Voltron's in it as well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cool. All right. This one kind of makes me cry a little. Images of the complete selection modification Fize gear.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so pretty.
I love how it even has the leg attachment for the laser thing.
No.
Yeah.
The thing that impresses me the most is, well, one of the first times Takumi transforms into Fize. Oh, you can see it in the bottom left picture there. When he actually punches in the code, it pans up to the screen, and then, like, the screen lights up going, like, standing by. So... it does that. That's impressive.
And the little eyes in the mission memory light up, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I'm always saddened by one thing. It doesn't have the XL charger.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean the axle watch.
Yeah, the axle watch.
Oh, that's fine. That's a separate
I'm actually surprised they didn't include that.
Yeah. But if they do make a Kaiza one, chances are that will be, like,
no,
a set together. Like, Kaiza's main like rider kick weapon and the XL timer.
No. They'll do the same thing with the axle timer that they did with the Hyper Sector.
It'll be its own thing?
Yeah, it'll be its own thing.
I'm still waiting for the K-Touches.
Yeah.
I want the DN K-Touch, damn it.
They will make those.
So yes, Premium Bandai Shop has open pre-orders for the Fize gear. Comes with the Mission Memory, Fize Phone, the Belt Buckle, the Fize Pointer, the Fize Shot, a holder for the Fize Shot, the leg holder for the Pointer, the Fize phone attachments, side buckle, and a belt stop.
Now, here's one more question. Does it come in the suitcase?
Probably not. Otherwise, it would probably be shown.
They would have shown it if they did.
No, it's probably going to just come in a fancy packaging. Great.
If it came in the suitcase, that would make it, like, that would be worth it.
Also be way more expensive.
Looking at this article, true. Apparently the show accurate representation of the gear gets an update as it now actually utilizes wireless technology for connectivity between the toys with upgraded LED lights and a show accurate belt buckle. This premium Bandai exclusive item costs 30,240 yen for a September release.
Yes, but if you just want the belt because you can't afford the belt with everything else, for 117,000 yen, you can just get the belt.
Right. Let's clarify, because you said 100 first. It's just 17,280 yen.
Well, that's why I was trying to correct myself.
Yeah, so it's like just the phone, belt buckle, mission memory, and comes out in November.
So if you don't have $400, but you have like
$250,
say.
Oh my gosh.
Go for the cheaper option.
I would love to have this thing, but I do not have $400 to blow on a toy.
Yeah.
All I know is CSM Drive Driver. Make it happen, Bandai.
No, it just came out.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying years down the road.
Oh, they even let you connect the pointer to the phone.
That is beautiful.
That's fucking cool.
Is that ever a thing?
Yes.
It improved his aim or some shit like that.
Oh.
I've never noticed that.
I was wondering what that little black piece was for.
That's bitchin'.
Yeah, he did that a few times. I don't remember how often.
Oh, and the pointer actually is a flashlight that projects the Fize emblem. Oh,
that's
cool. Yeah, I noticed
so
that.
So badass.
Oh, Ichi, you have lots of time to save, sir.
Oh my gosh.
Anthony, make sure you're showing all of these photos.
Have fun
Ichi's
with time.
Ichi's wallet burns.
Okay.
That is listen to the sound of wallet crying everywhere.
Yeah, to say the least.
Well, I do respect the Fize gear a lot, but not enough to buy it, so.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite belts, and it's like, that's way too much for me to spend on that.
My favorite, like, system, just because of all, like,
gadgets.
Exactly.
I just wish the freaking thing looked cooler when he transformed.
I like it. Anyways,
maybe no.
This one reason. Is for Gar.
Oh, here you go, Gar.
All right. So on Sunday, we finally got our first images of Ultraman Orb.
We sure did.
And, well, we found out a few things. We found out the director is Mr. Kiyotaka Takaguchi. He directed two Godzilla films, Godzilla vs. Megaguirus and Giant Monsters All Attack. He also directed the a few episodes of Neo Ultra Q, Ultraman Ginga, and Ultraman X, and he got the directing role for the newest Ultraman movie, Ultraman X, Here Comes Our Ultraman. That makes a whole lot more sense in Japanese.
Yeah.
For our main actor, we got... I'm scrolling through my...
While you're looking that up, I just want to briefly touch on apparently what the gimmick is for the show, reading the article.
He is a fusion.
Apparently what he does, instead of transforming into past heroes like Decade and Gokaiser, he actually changes helmets.
No, it's suits, like, all... Like, they're completely different suits altogether.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
His default form is the fusion between the original Ultraman and Tiga.
Which is called Tiga. The Zepirion Spectrum. The other two forms are Hurricane Slash, which is the one with the horns.
Yeah.
Tato.
Jack and Zero. And
no.
Well,
you must that, have... that one's Hurricane Slash.
Yeah.
And the other one's
Burn Might?
Yeah, Burn Might.
Which is Taro.
Yeah. And then there's another form coming out called Fonda Warrior, which we don't really know a whole lot about. But no, what will happen is that the newest Ultraman, who I still can't remember his name, but I have it written down here, he has the morpher called the Orb Ring. And with the Orb Ring, he inslots fusion cards into the Orb Ring, and he has both those.
I'm sorry, I just need to take a moment to appreciate the word in-slot that you just invented.
Installed, in-slot,
insert,
potato, potato.
Go, proceed.
But, it's more or less two cards at a time. And
the boy, more collectible card gimmicks.
So it's Ultraman Double Decade.
Yeah. And then there's... The show will start on July 9th of this year. A few days before the 50th anniversary, I meant to say. And it'll run for 25 episodes. But
I'm surprised it's not being simulcast on Crunchyroll, considering Crunchyroll's been stealing all the Ultraman series.
I actually contacted Crunchyroll about Ultraman Orb. They have no confirmation that they will be licensing Orb yet.
Oh, good, he didn't say it. I was going to strangle you.
You saved yourself, guy. Great.
Well, considering the fact they keep stealing all the Ultraman shows, and I know several reviewers who've been trying to do Ultraman shows have been getting mad about it.
Yeah.
Well, Crunchman, you sound angry with Crunchyroll.
I'm not personally mad. I think it's cool that the West gets easier access to Ultraman.
Yeah,
the only thing I complained about was when they took over... Ginga, they changed the theme song because licensing or something.
Well, no, what happened is that theme song's a part of Ultraman Retsuden, aka Ultraman Chronicle, so they went with Ultraman's insert theme, Battle of the Galaxy.
Just still doesn't feel right, but whatever. Licensing and bullshit.
We also have writers for the show, Mr. Nakakawa, who wrote Ultraman Ginga S and Ultraman X. The second writer is Yuji Kobayashi, who is actually currently writing Sailor Moon Crystal.
So they got the writer from Ginga and Ginga S.
Ginga S.
Oh, just Ginga S. Well, this show just lost a few points because Ginga S kind of sucked.
Also, just quickly, thank you, Crunchman. You've helped me prove a point that I was trying to tell Gar earlier this week. I like that Orb's default form is a combination of the original Ultraman and Tiga because...
50th anniversary and 20th anniversary.
Yes, but no, for me personally, it's because original Ultraman, that's what started it all. And when people think of Ultraman, the first thing that comes to mind is Tiga. Because they said Tiga, and Crunchman goes, ooh, Tiga!
Because Tiga is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers of Ultraman.
And also is the only Ultraman dubbed here.
Larger than life.
Ultraman!
Anyway.
In a weird way, I really want to find the full... dub series just to torture myself with it.
Right. it's on the internet somewhere. But one more thing about Ultraman Orb, since I finally found it in my notes. The main lead will be portrayed by Hideo Ishiguro. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly
fucking
or not.
Fucking Kai.
But yes, if the name doesn't ring a bell, he was originally Kai from Kamen Rider Denno. Yes, Evan, I know, I'm getting along with this. And the best part about it, though, everybody who's working on this show appreciates the Ultra series, so we are in good hands for the 50th anniversary.
The staff gives a shit.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The main lead gives a shit, the director told the writers do whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, remember, give a shit.
Yeah.
the more you know.
And I really hope Crunchyroll gets their hands on this.
And let's just say, in July, we'll all be going,
good hint drop.
Good night, everybody!
Moving on to our final news story. This is something that Cell wanted me to bring up.
What the fuck
because,
is that thing?
Because we're from Toronto and Zoo-Oger and Zoo of the World
what
is
the
happening soon.
Fuck is that thing?
It's a the rhino. Adorable rhino
fuck.
Calf.
It's a baby rhino. You know, baby rhinos don't have their horns.
What the fuck? It looks like a pig.
Kind of does, yeah.
Mixed with a rhino.
Honestly, it looks more like a tapir to me, but...
What the fuck is that?
How about you all shut up and let me read the article?
Fine.
The Toronto Zoo has an adorable new Indian rhino calf that needs a name, and they're actually taking votes from the internet.
Let's be a little more specific on that. They have a set of three names that they already have picked, and you get to pick between the three.
Exactly.
Keeper versus keeper versus
darn
keeper.
It, you mean we can't name the baby rhino Zoo of the World?
So, apparently the three names that have been suggested by its three keepers are Nandu, Kaziranga, and Vihan.
Damn it, I really wanted to call him Babar.
I like Nando.
It's Nandu.
Like
Nandu.
With a U.
I like Nandu.
My vote goes to Kaziranga.
Yeah, I like that one. That
Kaziranga!
It sounds like a Jidenryu. I wonder if that explains why I like it.
Choose your favorite name.
Yeah, and you can go to torontozoo.com/namearrhino. To cast your vote.
If it wasn't this way, it's like, so the votes are in for the new baby rhino. It is officially called Cube Rhino.
Cube Rhinos.
Cube Rhinos!
No, hang on. Let's think about the public quickly. And the official name is Suck My Hairy Dick.
Oh, the official name.
Welcome to the Toronto Zoo, Suck My Hairy Dick.
The official name is Goku.
No, and your official name is Rhinox.
Oh gosh, that would be amazing.
I would name it Rhinox.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would go for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Tankor.
Or Backstop.
There you go. But yeah, so it's a cute little thing. Honestly,
it looks like an
a rhino without its horn. Kind of a bit weird, but I get it.
It looks like it has a tumor. Like every
wow,
like it's a giant.
Did you
humor?
Did you really just go there?
Yes.
Sorry, I've seen.
I'm thinking is it about time they have a baby rhino? Every time I've gone there, there's never been anything cute.
Yeah,
baby pandas.
I've seen rhinos in person. They're fucking huge.
They
but there's
kill
never
people.
Anything cute to look at. At least now there's something cute.
Wait a minute, guys. Cool. The most obvious joke, and the official name is Geki Chopper.
not
Hisatsu Ken.
Not quite. Yeah, let's name him Ken.
Hisatsu Ken. Anyways, so this has been Extra Extra. Thank you for viewing the news.
I could keep going with Ultraman.
No, that's
you could,
fine.
You could, but you won't!
Cut the episode!